I was learning in a yeshiva, and one afternoon, a man walks in, very finely dressed, with nice suspenders and respectable glasses, and he sits down next to me, and he starts learning. Okay, I thought nothing of it, and everyone welcomed him warmly, everyone was very nice to him, and I continued doing my thing. I noticed after a few days that the guy was degenerating. I noticed that suddenly he's walking around without the glasses. He's studying less. He's less organized. His shirt isn't tucked in anymore. After about a week and a half, he starts looking like a total slob. The guy hadn't changed his shirt since he came. He walked in with a nice suitcase. He walked in seemingly very organized, very with it. And by the end of the month, the guy is walking around with a shopping cart, homeless, with headphones, like a total slob, just walking around singing his songs. And I noticed that every night I'm learning in the yeshiva and he's going to sleep like on a piece of cardboard there by the yeshiva. And it reached a point where he'd come to the yeshiva and his clothing were soiled because he was making in his pants. And wasn't so comfortable. It wasn't even permissible to learn when he was around. So our story begins when this person was completely normal. Meaning when I saw him, he seemed close to normal. And I was told that this is a cycle. This is a person who had serious psychological issues. And he had a sister who would take care of him. And when he was under her care, she would ensure that he got the proper pills and was taken care of. And then he'd run away. He didn't like being taken care by his sister. He'd run away. He'd come back to the community where he grew up, which was where the yeshiva was located. And when he'd walk into the yeshiva, he was still under the influence of the pills. So he was almost normal. And then as the days progressed, he wasn't taking his pills. He ran away from his sister, so he started degenerating. And he reached a point where he was the way I described. Now, the background to the story, I think, is a scary lesson. I was standing once next to the principal, retired principal of the school, and he told me, as he saw that person, he said, "You know, every time I see him, I cry." I said, why do you cry? He said to me, "Because I remember when he was normal." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "That person you see was a child in this school." This story goes back 40 years ago. He was a child in this school, and he was perfectly normal. And then his parents decided to get divorced. And one day he comes to school with a beautiful coat. It was winter. I was happy he had a nice coat. I said to him, "Hey," we'll call the guy Jack. I said, "Jack, what a nice coat you got." He said, "Yeah, my mommy got me a brand new coat." The next day he comes to school. It's terribly cold, and he's without the coat. So I ask him, I say, "Jack, where's your coat?" He says, "Well, my daddy threw it in the incinerator when he heard that my mommy got me the coat." And the principal said to me, the fighting between the parents drove him out of his mind. And what you see now is the product of a divorce. A divorce where the two were so busy fighting one another, they killed the kid. Every night, this kid, he's not a kid, he's older than I am, this person would come back to go to sleep in the yeshiva. And he'd take a cardboard box, open it up, and go to sleep. And every night before he went to sleep, as insane as he was, you're talking about a person who didn't go to the bathroom to relieve themselves. As insane as he was, he'd sit there on the cardboard box and review our whole parsha by heart. He'd read Ha'azinu perfectly. It was a pleasure to listen to. Leaned perfectly. I don't know who taught it to him, but at the end of last week's parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Teach the Jewish people this song." They must know this song because this song is going to describe their history. The song in our parsha is going to answer their questions as history unfolds, and they won't have answers. They're going to look at their suffering and say, what's going on? Why am I suffering like this? The Jewish people must know the song of Hazinu, because the song of Hazinu is going to answer their questions. So make sure they know it. So the Torah concludes with the song that's supposed to answer our questions, the song of Jewish history. And the only person I ever saw who knew this song the way the Torah wanted was this insane individual. Every night before he'd go to sleep, I don't know who got him into the habit, but every night he'd sit there religiously singing the song. And I just want to conclude with a story, the famous story of Avner. Nachmanides, the Ramban, had a disciple named Avner. And Avner became an apostate, became a priest. And one Yom Kippur, this Avner worked his way up in the ranks of the church, and one Yom Kippur, he sends word to Nachmanides, and in the middle of prayer, he tells Nachmanides, I want you to come to church. So Nachmanides knows he can't disobey, and he comes. And Avner, who has a Christian name now, is standing there, and he has a very rough conversation with Nachmanides. And at the end of the conversation, he tells Nachmanides, you know who I am? I'm your disciple, Avner. And you know why I left it all? Because you once told us the most ridiculous statement in the world. And when I heard that, I said, it's all a lie. The Ramban says, what did I say? Avner says, you told us that every Jew is found in the song of Hazinu. And I can't believe that there's one little song in Torah that can encompass every Jew on the planet. Tell me where I appear in the song of Hazinu. Okay? So the Nachmanides heard Avner say that, and he went to the corner and prayed that God should reveal to him where Avner appears in the song of Hazinu. And he came back to Avner and said, okay, you want? I'll show you. Do we have a marker? Okay. You can check it later. Nachmanides came back to Avner and said, I'll tell you where you appear. Avner appears in Hazinu. The verse says, Amarti af ehim. I have declared, I'm fed up with them. I will banish them. Ashbita me enosh zichram. I will make them forgotten from the memory of humanity. That's you, Avner. So Avner says, okay, very funny. Where do you see me in that? So Nachmanides tells him, take the third letter of each word and you'll see it spells out Avner. Af-eh-him, the third letter is an aleph. Ashbita, the third letter is a beis. Me-enosh, the third letter is a nun. Zichram, the third letter is a resh. That spells Avner. So Avner goes white. That's not the verse you want your name to appear in, right? I have declared I will banish them. I will make their memory cease to be mentioned among humanity. That's the verse of Avner. And Avner says, okay, so I was wrong. But what do I do now? And Avner went on to commit suicide by administering to himself the four death penalties that are recorded in the Torah. He said he went off on a ship without oars, and he figured out a contraption to have all four death penalties executed on him out when he had set sail. And this story, ordinarily I don't believe stories, but this one is recorded a generation later. Nachmanides' disciple was the Rashba, and his disciple was Rabbi Yeshua ibn Shu'ib. And in his commentary on the Torah, he records it. So the story of Hazinu is a story that every Jew is supposed to know. It's a worthwhile song, but it'll take a lot of time. And I'm not sure if you'll have the time, at least on Shabbos, sit with the commentaries and understand what's being said, because the song of Hazinu is the song of the Jewish people. We will continue, Bezalel.